to the Buddha, Krishna Dharma, Krishna Sangha. This being Memorial Day, or Memorial Day ceremony, tomorrow being Memorial Day, it's kind of reflecting on war. I think what a gigantic mess we make of it when we have wars. Then you can reflect on other areas in which we make a mess. What we do to the world around us, what we do to other species. And these reflections, while they have an element of truth, if one dwells on them, it comes under the heading of un-Buddhist even if true. And I'll try to show this by a little metaphor. Suppose that you're a gold miner and you've come to a great mountain that you know is full of gold. You know that for sure. But you're standing at the foot of this mountain and you have a choice. So you can get on and do your work, which means you've got to tunnel into it and you've got to get that gold out of that mountain through your own effort. Or you could sit there and blame the mountain for not being in the finished state for you. Obviously, if you do the latter, you're understanding that the mountain is not in the state that you wish it to be in. That's true. But what good does that truth do you? If you just sit there and complain about it. Eventually one's got to roll up one sleeve, you know, get out the pick and the shovel, get in there and start tunneling. Once one's inside that tunnel in that mountain, well, there's no more mountain to complain about then. Mostly you don't even see it. You're in it. But you're doing the work that extracts the gold. And all these truths about the calamities that human beings contribute to and that human beings create are all like this mountain. From the point of view of deeper spirituality, which is a true Buddhist point of view, this is the raw material of enlightenment. And it's utterly futile to blame the raw material for being the raw material and not for being the finished product. There's only one way there's going to be a finished product. And that's if one person, one being at a time, goes into that mountain and does the spiritual work that makes it possible for that finished product to manifest. This is not a teaching of quietism not a teaching of complacency. It's a teaching that says that we can do something positive with whatever situation we're handed, whatever situation we find ourselves in. The fact that things do not conform to our ideals is a sign, perhaps, that we need to let go of our ideals and just bow. And then just do the finest job we personally can within the situation that we find ourselves in. The gold that's extracted from that mountain can become the source of all kinds of good. It benefits all beings. Merit is mostly made in the dark and not seen. It's only rarely that we come back out into the light and see the little of the merit. Never underestimate merit. Great merit comes from seemingly small choices that individuals make. And however much it may seem like groups make choices, groups are made up of individuals. And it's actually the individuals who are making the choices. If we make some merit in our training, we have merit to offer. If we make some merit in our training, we have merit that the Eternal can use to benefit the whole of existence. And in truth, we see this with time. We see this in our own karmic histories. The Eternal writes straight with all the crooked lines. And the appearance of waste and loss and irreparable harm, that's just the appearance of things. That's not the deeper truth of things. It's not the deeper reality of things. Don't rely on externals to provide you with your understanding of things, because you just end up in despair that way. You'll end up with a truth that started as a partial truth and ends up as a great falsehood. If we look with the eyes of Buddha, we can see the heart of a Buddha, even in the biggest, muckiest, messiest, most painful mess. Sometimes seemingly little steps of genuine progress are bought at a horrific price. This happens in the individual, it happens in the world at large. If a giant asteroid had not wiped out almost all of life from 60 or whatever million years ago, we would not be here now. Or if we were, we'd be dinosaurs. who had been living very successfully for, what, 150, 200 million years, something like that, before they were wiped out. Whatever happens, the Eternal has it all in hand. And the Eternal, being Eternal, and being infinite love and infinite wisdom, works constantly and endlessly at every level of scale, scale of size, scale of space, scale of time, for the good of beings. If anyone needs to worry and fret over the state of the world, it should be the Eternal, because it's all of the Eternal. It's all part of the body of the Eternal. We have this amazing opportunity to get in there and mine some gold. When we do that, we're digging right into that body of the Eternal. And we're finding that pure heart that lies at the very core of all existence.
Homage to all the bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture.